welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Lead us to ask Him, Lord, this meeting, save me from myself. Our greatest enemy is ourselves. What we know, what we believe we have acquired, the information, the place where we grew up, the things they taught us, the things we have done over the years. Those things are the ones that would make you tell Jesus that, I know what the Bible says. I know what the Word says. Lord, help me that I will not dance around water and I will be thirsty. In the name of Jesus, I want you to come call to Him. Sincerely, I am telling Him, Lord, that You will save me from myself and You will save me from religion. Lord, I do not desire to be around. I do not desire to dance around. I want to be in. The assurance of being in. The qualifications that tells me that I am in. Lord, that is what I have come for. Lord, I have come for eternal security. The essence of my being alive, of my being here, is so that my eternal destiny is secured. Lord, I do not want to spend 80 years and at the end of the day, I will be accounting for 100 million years, not knowing where I am putting it. Lord, save me from myself. Save me from every knowledge that I have that is not of You. Every doctrine that I have learned that is not of You. So that, Lord, You can teach me Yourself. You can usher me in Yourself. Save me from every work that cannot save me. Save me from every knowledge that I have come here with that will stand as a stumbling block against that which You desire to speak to me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, what is at stake is my eternal security. It's my eternal destination. Lord, I ask, oh God, that You will rescue me from myself. Lord, I ask, oh God, You will rescue me from all that seeks to draw me out. From all that seeks to distract. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't want to be around. I want to be in. Lord, I want to be in. Lord, I ask, oh God, that through this, You will usher me in. The assurance that comes from being saved. Lord, I ask, oh God, the discipline that comes, that makes me walk out my salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, I ask, oh God, for help. Lord, I ask for help. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. I want us to read it together. We have come to Him who is able to tell us any part that remains. Because the Bible says, nothing that offends shall enter into the kingdom. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing that offends shall enter. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25. Are we there? He said, wherefore, He is able also to save them to the uttermost, those that come to God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Me, I want to tell Him, Lord, I have come. See, He would only save those that come. Nobody will come to God for you. You will come by yourself. You will bring everything you have accomplished, everything you know, and you will lay it down at the feet of the cross. I want you to tell Him, because the Bible says He's able to save to the uttermost. He will save them completely. He will usher them in completely. He will give them the assurance of salvation. Only those that come. Lord, I have come. I have come so that You will save me completely. I have come so that You will save me to the uttermost. Lord, your power is not short to deliver. Lord, I have brought myself to the feet of the cross. I have come, oh God, so that you will save me. King of kings, Lord of lords, whatever would militate against your saving me this morning, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will take it away from me. Lord, if it is a wandering heart, if it is a distracted heart, if it is a hardened heart, King of kings, Lord of lords, I have come, oh God, that you will take it from me. Whatever will not cause me to be saved, whatever will not cause me to be saved completely, totally, wholly, Lord, I have come for a thorough purging. I bring myself. I surrender my will. I surrender myself. That you will reveal myself to me and show me the way to go about it. Lord, I have come to be instructed. Lord, I have come. That is the reason I have separated all things. That is the reason why I'm here. Lord, I have no other reason for coming, but I have come that you will save me to the uttermost. I have come, oh God, that you will establish me by yourself. Lord, I ask for help. King of kings, Lord of lords, I ask for help. Lord, I ask for help, oh God, that you will have mercy on me. That man by the pool said, Jesus, have mercy on me. He said, have mercy on me. The mercy that rescues, I will not let go. That is what I have come to seek, oh God. The mercy that saves to the uttermost. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let me give an illustration. Saul, that became Paul, was doing God's business, quote and unquote. As far as it was concerned, his zeal was for the Lord. When he was persecuting Christians, all he thought he was doing was, he was bringing to book those that were rebellious against the law of Moses. Do we all agree? Now he was doing that with all his zeal, with everything, all his resources. But when it was time for God to have mercy on him, he did not contribute anything. He just was going, and the Lord himself appeared. And the Lord said, I am he whom you persecute. When he says, Lord, who art thou? See, you cannot have a personal revelation of God introducing himself to you and you will go back. The reason we go back is because we hear people, we hear men, we hear all manner. But when it is Jesus himself that does the talking, nothing takes you out of it. I want you to tell him such mercy that Paul encountered, that removed all forms of religion, that removed all forms of zeal that was not according to the work of Christ. Father, I ask, oh God, that I will receive such mercy. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that I will receive such mercy. Lord, I will receive such mercy. Because Saul was lost in his own work. He was lost in religion. He was lost in activity. But Lord, you revealed yourself to him. And everything about him changed. Lord, that is why I have come. I have come, oh God, to be revealed to by you. Lord, I have come because I desire to meet with Jesus so that I will be admitted into his kingdom. Lord, I have come. Lord, I have come. By myself, I have come. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Are we there? And it says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. I want us to ask, Lord, deliver me. See, every work that is not authorized by God automatically will result into evil. It will not profit. Lord, deliver me from every evil work. Deliver me. Deliver me from every evil work. And Lord, preserve me unto your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Lord, via your teachings, via your instruction that will come, I ask, oh God, that you will deliver me. Via your instructions that you will bring my way, Lord, I ask that you will deliver me. In the name of Jesus, whatever form the evil is hiding, wherever the seed of evil is hiding, that even I myself am not aware of, Lord, I ask, oh God, you will deliver me. Everything that holds me down, everything that makes me compromise, that makes me complacent, that makes me lukewarm, Lord, I ask, oh God, you will deliver me. Lord, I ask within this next 3 days, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will deliver me. Lord, cause my heart to open again to behold you. I want you to ask him, Lord, give me a heart that understands your word. Father, give me a heart that understands. You said it is given to us to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. Lord, give me an understanding heart today so that my coming here will not be in vain. Take away distractions far from me. Take away a wandering heart far from me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for help. Give me understanding and I shall live. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will usher us in the name of Jesus. We stand together and we agree that every distraction is cancelled in the name of Jesus.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-833-8536,
080-745-8177, 081-409-9132-1, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life